I'm here with Lauren King, who's a member of One World Society, and she's here today to talk to us about the Students' Representative Council's recent decision to stop banking with the Royal Bank of Scotland due to their support of the non-conventional fossil fuel extraction of tar sands. So would you like to tell us a bit about it?
First, the tar sands have been described as the most destructive industrial project on Earth. It's in northern Alberta. It's basically an incredibly energy inefficient process and way of extracting oil. It covers about the area south of England and Wales. The tar sands oil is 1 million years off conventional oil, so it has to go through a very carbon-intense practice of extraction. It destroys three things. First of all, the local environment, where once pristine boreal forest was. It's been completely destroyed. Second of all, the livelihoods of local people. And third, you know, the global environment that it contributes huge amounts to climate change.
And you actually spent time in Alberta last summer. Could you possibly describe your experiences there?
Basically, People and Planet, which is a UK-wide student campaigning network, sent 8 students to Alberta. We were invited by the Beaver Lake Cree Nations, who are currently taking the Canadian government to court over 19,000 treaty rights violations. It was kind of an act of solidarity with their legal case, but also it was a way of kind of understanding the complexity of the issue of the tar sands, rather than just kind of making judgments from this angle of like, oh, it's destructive. We wanted to see why it was destructive, and we wanted to get a human story, which is really, really important to kind of making it accessible to people in this country. We were staying with the Beaver Lake Cree Nation, who lived just slightly south of the Fort McMurray and major tar sands operations, and they could no longer drink their water. They were told to boil it before drinking it. They had their traditional meat and hunting. They could no longer practice because the animals had cancers and the fish had cancers, and they're becoming dependent on the industry as well, which means that all the jobs in the area are very much affected. They're all linked back to the oil industry, so if you're to go against the oil industry, then at the same time you're really endangering your family and livelihood, maybe not through from violence, but from any sort of getting a job. Basically, they're economic hostages. So it's really important that we are standing in solidarity in this country and all over the world, just to make sure they don't feel alone in their struggle, because it's a huge climate issue that will affect us all in the long run. And also, we can't ignore the fact that it's affecting people right now.
So now if you talk us through the motion and why exactly you feel this is the right thing to do.
In broader perspective, the Tar Sands Free campaign is what the People and Planet group have come up with. And this encourages student unions across the country to switch their bank account from RBS or any other tar sands funding bank to a more ethical one. RBS is known to have invested around $5 billion in the tar sands companies to date. By changing our banks, we are showing that young people really care where their money is going. We are hoping that many other student unions will follow suit.
Do you know how many other student unions have actually done so, or are we the first?
There might possibly be one other, but I think we are definitely setting a good example.
Leading the way,
exactly, which is excellent. The NUS have actually come up with a campaign to change the banks to the co-op. But we're, as you know, not affiliated to the NUS, but we're still kind of going along with it. And maybe the co-op is an alternative that we could look into. But most of all, just moving our money out of RBS is a really effective way of, you know, showing that we care about this issue.
And are there any other motions or campaigns in the making? With People and Planet or One World Society?
Well, there's Move Your Money Week that's happening quite soon, so we're hoping to encourage students to bank ethically as well. There's also the Fuel Quality Directive, which the vote is happening on the 23rd of February, so very soon. We are encouraging people to sign the e-action on the People and Planet website, which is to Nick Clegg and Norman Baker, who's the Secretary of State, Department of Transport. It's a bit of a technical thing, but basically the Fuel Quality Directive will ban carbon-intense fuels in Europe. So if the motion is passed, Canadian tar sands oil won't be allowed into the UK or in any other European countries.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? Or
just that everyone should check out the People and Planet website for more info on the tar sands, or email tarsands@peopleandplanet.org. Alternatively, you can come along to One World meetings, which are on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Upstairs in the Mansfield, to get more involved in the campaign.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for giving up your time to talk to us today.
Okay, thank you very much.